This is Productivity for Mums podcast, your weekly podcast that allows you to manage your time in a way that works for you and your family. Whether you're at work or own your own business, this podcast will give you the tips and tricks to let you manage your time in a way that works for you and your family. Why don't you join me, your host Claire Barker, as I journey on making these changes work for me and my family, and how things may or may not work. So let's jump in. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's episode. And today is all about handling the unexpected. And I know that you realise, if anyone's been listening to these on a weekly basis, that I've not actually been here for the last few weeks. And that's because I've been handling the very big unexpected. And it is such a drain. I mean, it has absolutely drained me mentally and physically. And it is not the easiest of things to manage. So I'm going to give you everything that's happened over the last few weeks. After February half term, we had a lovely family time. We went back to work, and then the problems started, and big style did they. So the first week is always a manic week anyway, when you get back, because you are trying to just catch up from a week away and getting anything else done, quotes out the door, that sort of thing from our point of view. And then at 6 o'clock on a Monday morning, my husband goes out to start the van and it doesn't start. The battery is dead. Now, we've had this van, brand new van I'm talking about here, for, I don't know, 6, 7 months. So I don't expect a battery to go that quickly. And it did. And so he knows, luckily the guy that works for him has some jump leads. So he jumped in our car, went and got the jump leads and started the van. So we got it kind of going. But it was just absolutely flat. So we decided to ring. We're supposed to be as part of Ford Assistance. That's all supposed to come with the van. And turns out that Ford Assistance had no idea of our registration number of the van. Couldn't find us on the system. So we had to wait till 8 o'clock to then try and get hold of the company that we bought it from, the dealership we bought it from. That we didn't get through to them till gone 9 o'clock. He said that, yeah, no problem. You'll have to ring them. We can't do anything. You have to ring Ford Assist. So we tried again. Oh, behold, something must have happened at their end, because now Ford Assist could find us. Anyway, we got that. We got them out. I think it was, say, the AA came out as part of that. They checked, you definitely need a new battery. Okay, right. So now we need to get back in through the dealership to find out if we can get this sorted. 2 weeks. 2 weeks without a van working. We were like, pardon? I can't go 2 weeks without a van working. We need to work. We've got jobs on. We've got work we need to finish. We've got work we've got to get onto, and we can't live without a van. I mean, all my husband's tools are on the van. It's far too heavy to go in a car, so it's just impossible. And anyway, we got them down to Thursday. So this is on a Monday. So we've lost Monday at work. Tuesday morning, we had to restart. Kickstart the van again. But jump lead it. Now, luckily, we are in a position to do that, and my husband has the knowledge to do that. So at least he could go to work on the Tuesday. Wednesday, again, we did it again. So on Thursday, after getting it started, he got it to the dealership. They had it all day, had it on trickle charge, nothing wrong with it. Yeah, right. Friday morning, no, it wasn't working again. It was failing again. So It's just, no, can't get you in for another 2 weeks. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? So everything seems to be your fault. So I have literally spent that whole week, I was spending on the phone, literally all the time, trying to explain that it's not my fault. It's a brand new van. It shouldn't happen. It's a brand new van. And why am I spending all my hours on a phone as a client, as a customer? And being basically told it's all my fault. So I literally had to just look at my calendar, cancel everything off it, because we had to concentrate on that one thing. And at the same time, trying to set him up on his next job and making sure we've got everything on site. So I was dealing with all of that. Fine. Brilliant. We'll clock that one up as a bad week. Come this week, or this week just gone, we then had yet another disaster. And again, a lot of times we've, this is again, just things that we have to deal with sometimes. And it is the fact that the client had agreed that this is what we were doing. We'd actually been open and honest. We'd sent them all the specifications, everything. And yeah, just they decided that wasn't what they wanted. So we've gone above and beyond everything. We've spent a long time on the phone, actually 3 days talking to these clients and saying, look, this is what we can do. These are the risks. This is what, you know, you need to do a disclaimer if you want to go this way. You need to do, there's all sorts of the legalities of it. And again, I've had to spend more time dealing with that rather than dealing with everything else I needed to get done. So other things have had to go on the wayside, and that is not really how I like working, because then I feel like I'm letting my other responsibilities down, and that is my PTA responsibilities. And I'm also trying to get through, you know, trying to navigate this menopause. And believe me, I think it's just been a combination of things, and it has all just got on top of me a little bit. And it really was a really bad few weeks. So I've had to deal with, I'm dealing with my health issues. I'm having to deal with my, dealing with the work as well. So sometimes the unexpected happens. Just how it happens that for this last few weeks, it's happened a lot. It's not good. But on the plus note, I've had a bone density scan, and for once that's come out that what I have been doing has started to work. So I have not quite, I'm not reversing my brittle bones, but I have stopped it getting any worse. So that is good news from my point of view. But I have found out that I should have been having a calcium blood test for every year since I've been taking my calcium supplements. I haven't had them. So again, I'm having to now sort that out. So again, it's phone calls to the doctors. It's notes I've got to make. I've got to give them time, because apparently it's got to take time from getting from the hospital back to the GP. But I have had to put things in my diary and go, right, I need to sort that out. And that is important, because we need to sort these things out, don't we? So what I'm saying to you is, sometimes the unexpected happens, and sometimes it can happen in a big scale, and it just so happens that this has been this one for us. But by having that, by being in control of your calendar, by being in control of your to-do list, and knowing what's important and what can be dropped or even delegated or anything else that you can do, you have got the capacity to manage it, and you can get through this. Yeah, we were a bit delayed in doing a couple of other things that I wanted to get done, but to be honest, they weren't, you know, they're important, but I've managed to get around that. You know, one of our things is we have to be very mindful of allergies in this house. So dust and dirt and things like that have to be very much controlled in our house. Because I have a child that's got allergies and hay fever. I've got a husband who's got allergies and hay fever. So we just need to be that extra bit, try and be as clean as we possibly can for them. So I've had to do that, but I've had to do that when normally they're at work, and I've done it when they've been at home. So again, it's not been great, but we've got around that problem and we've just dealt with it. So we have to deal with things in an unexpected way. And that's been my story this last few weeks, which is why there's been no podcast before. But by knowing what was important, as in what needed to be get done, what absolutely needed to get done there and then, and what could be left for a few days, or I could just trickle it in as and when I could, it's made life bearable. We've managed to come out the other side of it. We've managed to find a solution to the problems, because that's what we are. We want to find those solutions, and I love problem solving, but I also need other people to come on that journey with me. And we are problem solvers. We are there to do a job, and we've done that now, and we've moved on. So really, I think from today's episode is I really want you to think that the unexpected does happen. Whilst you're in that crisis, that situation, it is the worst thing that's happening to you at the time. And whilst you're in it, I really want you to try and take a deep breath as much as you can. Try and look sensibly at what you've got to get done, what the crisis is. You know, what do you need to do to get that under control, so that you feel in control again? Because that's the worst thing, not feeling in control. Once you feel in control and you know that, then you can build in your other to-do lists. You can build in everything else that's coming back, but do it in a way that don't overwhelm yourself. Don't think about it. Just go, right, it's all written down. I don't need to worry about it. I can concentrate on this situation that we need to resolve first, and then I can deal with the other things that need to be dealt with. We will always have these situations. We will always have those times when the unexpected happened, and we have to deal with those unexpected situations. So I really want you to think about that. And probably come up with a method in your head, or even write it down. What would you do if what is that unexpected thing? I'll put that in inverted commas, but what is that unexpected thing that you are going to need to do? How are you, in your own mind, how are you going to go, right, I can drop, get rid, delegate, whatever it needs to be, these X, Y, and Z, get rid of them. I can then concentrate on the situation in hand before I go back to my nice, calm, wonderful working week. So think about that. Don't worry, because you will feel, like I did, you do feel overwhelmed whilst you're in the crisis. But by just having a little bit of a plan in my head, I was able to think, right, I can concentrate on the crisis in hand. I can feel like I'm slightly in control, because I'm in control of some things, as in my calendar. I can cancel, I can do what I need to do, and now I can move on and do what I need to do now in moving the business forward, or the house, or whatever it is that you've got to do. But you can control your week as best you can. So like anything, if you've got any comments or you want to reach out, then please do, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.